It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Life is very short and anxious for those who forget the past, neglect the present, and fear the future. A timeless quote from the Stoic philosopher Seneca. One more from the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, who said this: first say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Why are we here? What is our purpose? At this most critical time, we should all ask ourselves that question. With each passing day, we, all of us, press further into the completely uncharted territory of a rapidly dying planet. With each passing day, one hopes for the long overdue wake-up of the masses to begin in earnest. For those that are already awake, you are desperately needed at this most critical time in this most critical battle to wake others. All of us are needed to help sound the alarm. Sharing credible data is key. Time is not on our side. Power structure endgames are being played out. Will we sit idly by, or will we stand and be counted in this epic battle for the greater good? Will we collectively join the effort to alter the current course of industrialized, militarized society, which is pushing us toward mathematically certain near-term human extinction at blinding speed? And for all those who deny such a reality without objective investigation of the frontline facts, consider this: denial does not change reality. With that consideration in mind, I'll get to as many dire frontline breaking reports as possible after these short broadcast announcements. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for August 18th, 2018. This is a commercial-free program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, Sunday mornings from 7 to 8. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. An update on the canceled Northern California geoengineeringwatch.org critical climate engineering awareness event. Again, it will be immediately rescheduled as soon as conditions permit. We still have highways closed to communities that contain a great number of people who have expressed their desire to attend this event that's more critical now than ever, as we see the conditions and circumstances and catastrophes unfolding that are exactly what this event was addressing, exactly what geoengineeringwatch.org has been trying to address for the last decade, that given the biosphere implosion, the unfolding climate collapse being further fueled by the, as of yet undisclosed officially, climate engineering operations that are making an already dire climate situation exponentially worse, and the criminal cover-up of the climate engineering operations from agencies, from elected officials, from the so-called experts in academia. Criminal cover-up. That's exactly what the geoengineeringwatch.org awareness event will address with free materials. We will reschedule in Reading the moment conditions permit. Please keep that in mind. We'll make announcements as soon as we can. Staunch ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering, the Jim Fair Group, with a fully stocked geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth, free materials this week, started yesterday, ends tomorrow, Santa Barbara, California, at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. And the following week at Costa Mesa, California, very large event, August 24th through 26th at the Orange County Fair and Event Center. You can get into the event free if you're there to pick up geoengineeringwatch.org free materials. Doesn't get any cheaper than that. Our only goal is to raise awareness as soon as possible. Time, again, is not on our side. And again, our deepest gratitude to the Jim Fair Group for their incredible efforts to help us in this most critical battle. You can find out where their future events are by looking at their homepage. One more note before getting to breaking headlines is the out-of-control and completely unprecedented wildfires continue to rage around the globe. Geoengineeringwatch.org wishes to express our deepest gratitude to the frontline firefighters that are doing their best to deal with unprecedented conditions. And we need you. We need you, the firefighters, to investigate the climate engineering issue so that you can help us to bring this issue to light. You're desperately needed. But our gratitude to you for fighting these wildfires, doing your best, which we know you are. I also wish to express my deepest gratitude to all those that have not yielded to the resistance and attempted marginalization that inevitably comes from any and all who do not want to hear dire news. Denialists and escapists are legion in our society. Our society that has been well trained to avoid any unpleasant news. And in doing so, such members of society have been active participants in the insanity that has led us all to this dark horizon that we now face. So again, to all those that are keeping their course in this desperate battle to sound the alarm, thank you. Our collective efforts can yet make a difference, even at this dark hour. On to headline reports of the imploding biosphere and the frontline reports relating to it. From the news source HealthyLifestyleArena.com and other sources, this new report, and keep this in mind from all sources, we must sort out the facts from the bias. This source is no exception, but what they report is relevant. Here's the report title: Is there a link between climate change and flesh-eating bacteria? Is climate change having an impact on dangerous and deadly disease caused by flesh-eating bacteria known as vibro? Let's keep that question in mind and ask this question as well. I ask this. Lyme disease is also going off the charts. When we know that historical records prove the U.S. government and the U.S. military have routinely carried out biological tests on innocent civilians, including U.S. civilians, when we know that genetic modification of insects like mosquitoes is routinely carried out by the same entities mentioned, should we really assume that the explosion of what we are told are, quote, natural diseases are actually, quote, natural? Or is there much more to the story? How bent on completely contaminating the environment are those in power? And for the record, even as of 1977, we knew historically we had 239 instances of the U.S. military carrying out biological tests on innocent U.S. civilians. 239 tests as of 41 years ago. How many more have been carried out since? Something we should ask ourselves. Those in power do not care about the welfare of populations. When will that be understood by the populations that seem to have epidemic cases of Stockholm syndrome, embracing the very powers that are oppressing them? From multiple sources, this report: Trump's Interior Department reverses ban of pesticides in wildlife refuges. And every time I mention the current administration, I have to stop for all those who think that that must mean I support previous administrations, which is absolutely patently false. All are corrupt. All are a part of the problem. And even though the theater now is very convincing with the criminal media creating drama to create polarization and division, it's all a part of the theater. Criminal media, criminal power structure, criminal occupants of the White House, very convincing theater to catch up the population in that theater so that they do not see the walls closing in around them. Theater, top to bottom. If you're caught up in this theater from any side of the fence, I don't care what your political stripe is, left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, all theater. Focus on the horizon if you want to have any chance of preserving any future for your children, for yourself. Remember that. Get past the theater, focus on the horizon. From multiple sources, again, this report: Interior Department reverses ban on pesticides in wildlife refuges. Last week, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service revoked a 2014 ban on the use of neonicotinoid pesticides, commonly called Neonix and National Wildlife Refuges. Why would we use such toxic materials anywhere on the planet, let alone in wildlife refuges? This decision flies in the face of recent research that has linked this particular class of pesticides to harmful effects on bees and other pollinators. Seen a bee lately? Anyone? They're imploding, and this is not the only problem. We now have peer-reviewed study, search bees/aluminum. Exactly what we've said at Geoengineering Watch for over a decade. Toxic heavy metals directly related to climate engineering, killing insects, killing bees, killing us. We have peer-reviewed study to prove bees are now completely contaminated with aluminum. Search bees, aluminum. Report finishes with, this contradicts the very purpose of the National Wildlife System. No surprise there. Complete gutting of environmental protection as the biosphere implodes, the insanity grows. From multiple sources, this alarming new report. State of emergency declared in Florida amid toxic red tide outbreak on Gulf Coast. The governor of Florida issued a state of emergency in response to this year's excessive red tide. I've covered some of this in previous broadcasts, but this is an updated report. The toxic algae bloom spreading across the west coast of the Sunshine State and leaving beaches covered with piles of dead marine life. On Monday of last week, Governor Rick Scott said this, I am issuing an emergency declaration to provide significant funding and resources to the communities experiencing red tide so we can combat its terrible impacts. A toxic band-aid. That's all. This is not going away, and there are multiple causes. Too many people want to blame what's occurring on this or that scenario. It's many things, including the radical warming of our oceans. That's a major part of the equation. In addition to the pesticides, in addition to the toxic waste being dumped into waterways that feed out into the ocean, this is human activity, anthropogenic activity. So when so many people are so bent on blaming everything that's happening on the planet and the environment on some sort of natural cycle, there's nothing natural about any of this. People die. That's natural. I give this example often because it's very clear. Though people die, and that's a natural part of life, if you throw them in front of a bus, throw them off a building, or put a gun to their head and pull the trigger, people will die much faster. And that's what we've done to the planet. From thebigwobble.org and other sources, this sad report. Another marine life disaster unfolding in the U.S. as dead harbor seals washing up in large numbers around southern Maine. It's not just Florida. It's not just the west coast of the U.S. It's not just the Gulf Coast. It's all over the globe. Now we have this from Maine. We've already had massive seal die-off along the entire North American west coast, happening in Maine now too. From this report, marine mammal experts are at a loss to explain why a large number of harbor seals have turned up dead on beaches in southern Maine. Experts are always at a loss because they're paid to not know. They're paid to not know. That's the simple fact of the matter. This is total betrayal by academia and agencies. I speak about this often because this is a key core part of why we're in this dark place. We have so many people that are willing to say or do anything or not say anything in exchange for a paycheck or pension, and this is criminal. And when these issues are brought to light, all such people who participated in the criminal cover-up of what's unfolding should be held legally and morally accountable, and it will be up to all of us to do that, not just a few of us, all of us. Yesterday on the Weather Channel, a power structure public pacification propaganda source, that's what the Weather Channel is, they claimed shark populations are growing globally. Let's ask ourselves, how is this possible? When oceans are dying by the day, and overfishing of what is left in the oceans is completely out of control. Answer, the shark populations are increasing narrative is just another lie of pacification, like the lies I just spoke about, that's put out by multiple sources who are invested in pacifying populations for the power structure until there is nothing left. About the sharks, consider these recent reports from science study sources and how that fits with the Weather Channel narrative and some other sources whose job it is, again, to pacify the public that claim it's the opposite of what it actually is. Here's some recent reports. Fishing leads to significant shark population declines, researchers say. Another report, Sharks in Decline, Shark Research Institute study. From LiveScience.com, this is from this year, by the way, shark populations are declining even in remote pristine areas. Another headline, alarming decline of sharks causing other species to vanish. And yet another, and these are only examples. This is from Stanford University. global consequences of shark decline. So even though you can find sources that say it isn't so, like the Weather Channel, because they're trying to cover up the fact that there are more shark attacks, so they simply say there's just more sharks. No, the sharks can't find anything to eat. That's the bottom line. Seals are dying all over the globe. The food chain is collapsing. Fisheries are collapsing. Seals don't have anything to eat. Thus, they die. Sharks don't have anything to eat. Thus, they're beginning to feed more on humans. That's the fact of the matter. So if you buy the lie of pacification from power structure institutions like the Weather Channel, who cover up the tracks of climate engineering, who cover up the tracks of anything environmentally, then you're choosing to remain in denial. If you refuse to investigate and consider the actual frontline facts, you're choosing to remain in denial, and that would make anyone who does so a part of the problem. Don't be a part of the problem. Face reality head on. If you're, again, standing in the freeway, are you better off facing traffic or turning your back to it and hoping for the best? I don't think that question even needs to be answered. I want to thank Diane Maupin for bringing this report to my attention. An AccuWeather News report about the Redding, California car fire had the CAL FIRE operations chief statement on 7/31/18. Quote, every single person I've talked with mentions, I don't know why it's doing what it's doing, referring to the fires. It's burning differently. It's burning more aggressively than it ever has in years past. And I know we say this every year, but it's unprecedented. Again, that statement from a CAL FIRE operations chief, acknowledgement, something is very, very different and very, very wrong and getting more so with each passing day. Living in parts of the U.S. West has become like living in an ever more hellish environment. Smoke-filled skies, dying trees, scorched landscapes, and how many continue to go about their lives as if nothing is wrong? Epic drought, record wildfires, record rain and flooding in other parts of the country and other parts of the world. Weather whiplash climate extremes being further fueled by the elephant in the sky, climate engineering, climate intervention programs. The planetary climate system is unraveling by the day. For the record, this must be remembered and always considered. There can be no legitimate discussion of the climate or climate change without first and foremost discussing the ongoing global climate intervention operations. And also for the record, what we face is far worse, far more extreme and far more immediate than climate change. We face abrupt climate collapse. That's the road we are on. Those who don't believe that will, with each passing week and month, that will become undeniable. On that note, how many remember the rumor about HARP shutting down some years back? HARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. What is HARP? It's an ionosphere heater, a massively powerful ground-based radio frequency microwave transmitter that is used to heat the atmosphere and thus steer upper-level wind currents. At what cost to the atmosphere, we should ask? Immense costs. Undisclosed costs. For the record, geoengineeringwatch.org always stated that this was not going to happen. HARP was not going to be shut down. Consider this report from alaskapublicmedia.com. This is Alaska's PBS station. This report, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or HARP facility, is gearing up for its busiest season since the University of Alaska Fairbanks acquired the Gukona Area Atmospheric Experimentation Station from the Air Force. That is simply a front. That's what happened. A sleight of hand to change the perceived management of this facility so that the public would not focus on this any longer. That's exactly what's happening. The report continues, the organizations will use HARP's array of dozens of antennas, powerful radio frequency microwave transmitters, and advanced monitoring instrumentation to conduct their experiments, which are similar to the kinds of applied research that's been conducted for more than a decade, just like what the U.S. Air Force did. And that's what this facility does. It heats the atmosphere, the electrically reactive ionosphere, specifically. This is a weapon of mass destruction, nothing less. And for the record, there are perhaps as many as 100 of these facilities around the globe that are all playing tug-of-war with Earth's life support system and the upper-level wind currents. From grist.org and other sources, this new report, Glacier National Park is on fire. And yes, warming is making things worse. That's part of the headline. What are they not mentioning? Of course, climate engineering. And in regard to the fires, climate engineering is the single greatest causal factor. Many reasons for that I've been over many times, over and over. Climate engineering completely disrupting the hydrological cycle, the rain cycle, poisoning soils and waters, which poisons root systems. In the case of the heavy metal aluminum, which we know is a primary element in climate engineering patents, which we know is coming down in the precipitation. We have lab tests from all over the globe to prove it, and which we know from peer-reviewed study poisons root systems, causing the trees to die from the bottom up. More dry lightning, because we have an electrically conductive atmosphere with less precipitation overall. We have an incendiary dust. These heavy metals are incendiaries coming down on the foliage covering the landscape. None of this covered by reports like this from Grist or other sources. They will not admit to the elephant in the room. But from this report, we have this. Now another milestone. Saturday was the hottest day in the history of Glacier National Park, and its first recorded time reaching 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Records set again and again and again all over the globe. Climate engineering can and is creating short-term, highly toxic cooldowns at the cost of an even worse overall global warming or global climate collapse. Why would this surprise us that the power structure would behave in this manner? Because this is the philosophy of the industrialized, militarized society. Don't think about the long-term consequences. Only focus on the short-term quest for more power and control. This is the philosophy of the military-industrial complex. So is it any surprise they would climate engineer? I hear from people all the time. Why would, quote, they do this to themselves? How many examples do we need of those in power using the tools at their disposal, starting with the U.S. military, to do things that will eventually kill them as well? From the detonation of 2,000 nuclear bombs to nuclear power plants that are now starting to disintegrate around the globe to fracking to other issues, where would we stop? Where would we draw a line at how many things, quote, those in power have done to themselves because they do not consider the long-term consequences of their actions? This is fact proven by psychoanalysis. The common thread with the various forms of psychosis that those in power all have symptoms of is a near total lack of comprehension as to the consequences of their actions, even to themselves. So we see the records continuing to be set around the globe, the climate engineering elephant in the sky continuing to be ignored. From this report from Glacier National Park, final statement, on the same day, lightning started three fires in the Montana Park. Lightning again, climate engineering, drier atmosphere, more electrically conductive atmosphere, more lightning, directly related to climate engineering, which has since been partly evacuated and closed. Right now, every state west of the Mississippi is at least partly in drought. Frying the West to cool the East. Search that. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. Go to any search engine. You don't even need to go to geoengineeringwatch.org. Go to a search engine, search geoengineeringwatch.org, frying the West to cool the East, or geoengineeringwatch.org, drought, or geoengineeringwatch.org, ozone destruction, or any other subject you want. You can find articles from our site by searching in that manner. From multiple sources, this headline report, Washington State is on track to have the most wildfires ever this year. From that report, we currently have 17 large fires burning and are on pace to have the most fires ever this year, said Carlo Davis, spokesperson for the Washington State Department of Natural Resources. Contributing factors, Davis said, include climate change and unhealthy forests. Not even a half-truth there. Not that the climate isn't changing and collapsing, and not that the forests aren't unhealthy, but what's the core causal factor with the fires and the burndowns? And that answer is climate engineering, period. We must have more rain on a warming planet, but overall we don't. And I know this doesn't include the eastern U.S. It's being flooded right now. It doesn't mean that there's not more deluge. But overall, there is more protracted drought, and that shouldn't be happening on a warming planet because the atmosphere holds 7% more moisture for every degree C centigrade of warming. That's a little less than 2 degrees Fahrenheit. So when we know we have warmed likely beyond 4 degrees Fahrenheit already, based on actual readings from the ground, why isn't it raining more? And climate engineering is the answer. Again, if you want more detailed information, search geoengineeringwatch.org fires, or geoengineeringwatch.org fueling forest fires, climate engineering fueling forest fires. You'll find much more detailed data on why climate engineering is the single greatest core causal factor for the planetary burn down happening all over the globe. None of that ever covered by official sources, ever. Completely ignoring the climate engineering factor. Criminal. Criminal cover-up. From multiple sources, this new headline report of the ongoing and accelerating global incineration, the era of megafires, the crisis facing California, and what will happen next. From that report, immediately on the heels of California's deadliest and most destructive fire season just a year ago, 2017, the early ferocity of 2018 has unnerved even veteran firefighters. The total area burned is extraordinary, five times the five-year average in a decade that has already been characterized by fire activity well above historical levels. What's that mean? It means what's called so-called normal as a baseline is not normal. It's already a vastly elevated normal. And the same is true with temperature readings we're told are normal, and other readings in the climate arena. They take an ever more recent bracket of readings, which are already elevated, and they call that normal, which makes what's currently happening seem not so severe because what they're using as a baseline is already not natural. Understand, that's how they cover up the severity of what's unfolding. Final statement from this report. Interclimate change, wildfire threat multiplier. While record-breaking heat waves grab headlines, some of the most consequential warnings warming in California from a wildfire perspective is more subtle. Nights have warmed nearly three times as fast as days during fire season, lowering nighttime humidity and supporting unprecedented nocturnal fire behavior. How many times on this broadcast have I tried to bring that to light? Nighttime low temperatures are rising 2 to 3 times faster than daytime highs, and that's almost never reported. And what's that indicative of? It's indicative of a planet that has not just a greenhouse gas buildup, but also climate engineering, which is trapping more heat than it deflects. Climate engineering further fueling the wildfires, but by no means the only problem. And for those that are trying to paint climate engineering as the only problem with the climate, that's wrong. That's not correct. And to do so is to ignore all other forms of human activity. That's not rational and not helpful to the credibility of our cause. The climate does not know the difference between a particulate from the back of a jet aircraft being sprayed as part of climate engineering solar radiation programs, or out of a smokestack, or out of an exhaust pipe. The atmosphere doesn't know the difference. It's all a part of the problem. This being said, again, geoengineeringwatch.org will continue to focus on the climate engineering issue, which is mathematically the greatest threat of all. From the UK Telegraph and other sources, this new and very telling report that reveals how bad the exponential increase in forest fires are. Listen to this. And this is leading somewhere, so please follow me through with this. This leads to the false narrative that's currently being propagated by official sources that the only reason the forests are burning down is we're not cutting down enough trees. That is an absolutely absurd narrative. Please follow me through with these frontline facts and come to your own conclusion. Here's the headline. 10 times more wildfires in Russia and the Russian Arctic than a decade ago as ice melts and gives way to flames. That's 1,000% increase in 10 years. Russia this year has suffered the most Arctic wildfires since satellite monitoring started as climate change creates the conditions necessary for blazes to start and then take hold. Again, of course, no mention of climate engineering in this equation, which is criminal. Monitoring by two NASA satellites recorded 10,057 hotspots or fires in Russia's Arctic, over 10,000. By monitoring the start of August, 10 times more than were found in the same period a decade ago. 10,000 fires. Now, let's keep going with a few more headlines and then I'll wrap this into a bigger picture. From CBC, this is Canadian media, and numerous other sources, this diary report, British Columbia declares state of emergency as hundreds of wildfires burn across the province. We're up to 560 fires now in BC. From this report, the British Columbia government has declared a province-wide state of emergency in response to the ongoing wildfire situation. The declaration comes as smoke from hundreds of wildfires continue to blanket the province and evacuation orders expand across the north and central regions. We don't even hear about this in the U.S. Almost nothing. About the Siberian wildfires, about B.C., almost nothing. Now consider this frontline report from multiple sources. Smoke from western fires turning skies milky white. The muted sunrises and sunsets, as well as the milkier tinge to ordinarily clear blue skies, is attributable to a band of smoke across the Midwest that has drifted in from wildfires in the western United States and parts of Canada, according to the National Weather Service. Do we hear these agencies mentioning the milky white skies the rest of the year when there's no fires burning? Not a word. Not a word. But the fires, in fact, I'm not denying the smoke. Of course, forests are burning, and of course, that smoke is drifting somewhere. But there's very significant ongoing aerosol spraying operations occurring with that smoke. And those operations are occurring throughout the year, giving us milky skies constantly. How many commercials do we see or background scenes on any TV, anything, that are truly blue skies anymore? Almost none. Almost none. And now it's normal in background pictures of what we are told are some beautiful sunset or other scenes that are plastered with jet sprayed aerosol trails, and the public accepts this. And now the smoke is being used as cover or an excuse for the milky white skies, which we see constantly throughout the year all over the world. Follow me through again. This is all going somewhere. The state of the fires, the record amount of fires. From KRCR, Channel 7 ABC affiliate in Reading, this headline: Secretary Ryan Zinke sees firsthand the devastation and aftermath of the Carr Fire. From that report, Shasta County, California, the U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke of the Trump administration arrived in Reading on Sunday to see firsthand the devastation and destruction of what the Carr Fire has done to communities in the North State. It's nice to see some concern, said one resident who lives in the Lake Keswick Estates in Reading. Zinke said this, quote, "We're going to do everything under my power to make sure we have a quick recovery and we put in place procedures so that it doesn't happen again." That's certainly a lie of pacification. Let's continue and elaborate. Now about the administration's Secretary of the Interior, Zinke, consider this report from Slate.com and other sources. Interior Secretary Zinke says climate change isn't to blame for raging forest fires, but environmentalists are. Let me state for the record again, I have incredible disdain for the environmental groups and so many that call themselves environmentalists for denying the climate engineering factor, the single greatest causal factor in regard to the global burndown. But the same is true for the current administration and paid public liars like Ryan Zinke. Same is true. Ignoring the single greatest core causal factor and placing blame elsewhere in order to pacify the public. From this report, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke told a local TV station, ABC Channel 7 KRCR, that climate change has nothing to do with the dozens of wildfires currently ravaging the West, and particularly the state of California, where blazes have churned through 1,000 square miles so far in what has already been the most destructive fire season on record. Instead, Zinke placed blame on, quote, extreme environmentalists for the conditions that led to the state's historic fires this year. America is better than letting these radical groups control the dialogue about climate change, Zinke said in an interview with KRCR. They got this wrong in this article. This has nothing to do with climate change. It has to do with active forest management. What a blatant, glaring, absolute lie. And I'm speaking from firsthand experience, having, as I've stated in previous broadcasts, done numerous habitat restoration projects, six of them with federal agencies. And I led those projects. Habitat restoration on an industrial scale, burning of excess fuels in the forest, controlled burns, controlled fuel management, firsthand experience. I can no longer do what I did in the forest because the fires behave so differently. because of the climactic conditions, because of the dead, dying trees, for all the reasons I've already mentioned on this broadcast, our forests, especially those that have been logged, mismanaged. Yes, I'm not denying that. Does fuel need to be removed from certain places? Yes, I'm not denying that. But is that the core causal factor of what's happening? Absolutely, positively, no. And let's consider the headline I've just gone over about Siberia. Forests that have never been touched, never been altered, never been logged, and have stood almost fire-free for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. And in the last 10 years, the wildfire activity has increased 1,000%. Mr. Zinke, tell us how we can explain that with your explanation. We can't. Mr. Zinke, let me ask you this. How well are we, quote, managing the forests so far? Let's fill in that blank. The human race and the so-called official sources that are, quote, managing things so well at the current on the current course that climate and biosphere collapse is unfolding by the day. And on the current course, the human race will likely be gone in a decade. Here's the bottom line. With Trump appointee Ryan Zinke, he's nothing, as I stated, nothing more than a paid liar for the power structure. Zinke is paid to pacify the populations till the brutal bitter end by propagating the obvious lie of total delusion that looting, plundering, and pillaging the planet is actually good for the climate, the environment, and the biosphere. A total, blatant, glaring lie. And of course, no mention of the climate engineering elephant in the room. No mention at all. And so many, under the Obama administration, claimed that Obama was going to do something about climate engineering, which of course was completely untrue. So many feel the same about the current administration, completely untrue. All are part of the power structure. As convincing as the theater might be, whatever side of the fence you're on, if you're caught up in the theater again, you're missing the point. The purpose of the theater, very convincing, the good guy, bad guy sort of episodes, chapters that we have, criminal media attacking the White House, so therefore the person in the White House must be good. It's all a part of the theater. Whatever side of the fence you're on, whatever administration you supported, you're missing the point. Business as usual. Both sides of the fence support the military-industrial complex, support climate engineering, support fracking, support countless forms of total plundering and pillaging of the planet, and there will soon be nothing left, which means we will be gone. No habitat, no humans. Very simple. Where does Zinke stand on fracking? He's all for it. What does this quote mean from pro-fracking Zinke? Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, fracking is proof, quote, he said this, God's got a sense of humor and he loves us. What does that mean? Exactly. And that's a total support of the fracking. This whole administration is absolutely in support of one of the most insane practices next to climate engineering, fracking. Let's not forget this report, which I covered in recent broadcasts. Trump officials open door to fracking in California. The Trump administration is starting to process the process of opening up large swaths of land in California to hydraulic fracking. Perhaps that will be more publicly accepted now that the forests have burnt to the ground. Part of the plan? Time will tell. To all those that wave their hands in full support of the fracking insanity, a practice that, like climate engineering, truly exemplifies human contempt for the web of life on which our lives depend. For those that support such insanity, I ask this. Do you actually know anything about fracking? Would you allow a fracking well next to your water well? I think not. And about the forests, to those that are buying into the lie Zinke is selling about the core causal factor of the fires being that we're just not cutting down enough trees. If you believe this, you know nothing about forests. If you believe the Zinke official explanation, you are ignoring the climate engineering elephant in the room and other forms of environmentally devastating human activities, which are further fueling the collapse of life support systems on the planet and the climate. Again, for the record, if the human race remains on the current course, we will not be here much longer. That's a mathematical certainty. Now let's for a moment, consider what the climate science community has to say. Are they in any less denial of the climate engineering elephant in the room? No. Let's consider what scientist Guy McPherson has to say. Though Mr. McPherson correctly reports the severity of converging cataclysms facing the human race in regard to the unfolding climate and biosphere, what does scientist Guy McPherson, and again, most of academia, including the climate science community, have to say about what's occurring? The climate engineering, geoengineering, weather warfare insanity is completely denied. Completely denied. And this is a criminal cover-up of climate engineering. That's the fact of the matter. And these people need to be held publicly accountable. Email them. Email others with your email. Be professional and peaceful, but hold them to account for lying about the climate engineering issue. So there is plenty of denial, this is my point, from both sides of the fence, the extreme left, extreme right. No shortage of denial. This is part of the power structure, orchestrated theater, academia, paid from the power structure ultimately, and controlled. Their dialogue is controlled, and they're all too willing to go along as long as it provides a paycheck and a pension. All sides of the fence involved here. It's up to us to change this paradigm. From multiple sources, this new headline report: searing heat could make countries in North Africa and along the Persian Gulf unlivable. The report states this: we're talking about billions of dollars in terms of losses. The dollars won't matter, by the way. We're talking about mass die-off. In Alexandria, Egypt's second largest city, about a quarter of the coastal farmlands could be inundated if sea waters continue to rise. Why wouldn't they continue to rise? We're back to, if you jump off a 100-story building, you could get hurt when you hit the sidewalk. There's no could, there's no may, there's no might. Another headline: if this summer feels especially hot, you're not imagining it. The National Weather Service confirmed today that this year, so far, is the hottest summer on record in the continental United States. For the people on the East Coast, they won't believe that, because they've been kept under a climate-engineered cool-down for a very long time in between weather whiplash hot points or hot periods. But overall, hottest on record so far this year. And that gives some idea of just how hot it is in the West, frying the West to help cool the East. And there are other factors, which I'm going to get to on a post, I hope, next week. But bottom line, so far, hottest three-month period, May, June, July, records going back to 1895. Average temperature, 70.9 degrees Fahrenheit. For the record, ocean temperatures off the coast of California have been broken yet again. Yes, I did report this in last week's broadcast. That record for ocean temperatures was shattered on or about August 7th. Just under 79 degrees Fahrenheit. The record was broken again about August 9th with temperatures over 79 degrees Fahrenheit. And now we have a new record, 81 degrees Fahrenheit. Broken again, three times in 2 weeks. From the UK Guardian and other sources, this new headline report, designed to pacify the population till the last possible moment while the planet incinerates and climate engineering further fuels the fire. Extreme temperatures, especially likely for the next 4 years. I stress, this is the scheduled weather. Scheduled weather, and to try to pacify populations into believing that there's some sort of cyclical phenomenon going on, when in fact climate engineering is the raging elephant in the sky that is most drastically affecting the climate. This report states, cyclical natural phenomenon that affected the planet's climate will amplify the effect of man-made global warming, scientists warn. Trying to paint the picture there's some sort of cyclical scenario going on here, that is patently false. It's completely, absurdly false, while the climate science community, paid by the power structure, continues to deny climate engineering. Final excerpt from this report. Following a summer of heat waves and forest fires in the Northern Hemisphere, the study in the journal Nature Communications suggests there will be little respite for the planet until at least 2022, and possibly not even then. Why would there be any relief after that? We're in a runaway event. We've had 403 consecutive months of above normal global temperatures. The warming, the heating, the accelerating, the burning is rapidly increasing. Climate engineering is further being ramped up, which is further fueling the fire. Why would we think there would be any relief after 2022? And in fact, on the current course, many of us may not be here in 2022. That's the fact of the matter. Mass die-off is already occurring around the globe. More headlines. From multiple sources, fossil fuel pollution will render parts of Earth uninhabitable, warned scientists. Of course, again, no mention of the climate engineering assault, weather warfare assault, wreaking havoc around the planet. From this report, scientists say a tipping point could be only decades away, causing sea level rise up to 200 feet, and a domino effect may speed up the process even more. Could be, maybe, might be. lies of pacification. No, it's not going to be possibly here or decades away. It's here now, kicking in the front door now. You don't believe it, you will. Now consider this new report from thecomingeconomiccollapse.com and other sources. MIT computer model predicts dramatic drop in quality of life around 2020 and the, quote, end of civilization around 2040. This is coming from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, a globally recognized science institution. They're starting to get closer to the truth, not because they want to tell the truth, but because they can't hide it any longer. Though the predictions are getting closer to the mark, they are still downplaying the severity and immediacy of what is unfolding. Collapse is already well underway. Do we really need a computer model to, quote, predict this? Any individual that has their eyes even slightly open and who has a sense of deductive reasoning, still even slightly functional, can easily see that civilization itself is about to hit the wall at full velocity. And it appears that our species may take down the entire web of life with us. The moment there is not enough to go around, the law of the jungle will prevail. Chaos and carnage will unfold with blinding speed. How much will the power structure care about human life when there is not enough to go around? I would ask this, do they care about human life now? Have they cared about human life? The answer is no. And we see an ignoring of situations around the globe, a lack of coverage that shows the willingness of not just those in power, not just the media they control, but even populations to turn two blind eyes to what's unfolding. From multiple sources, this dire report that no U.S. mainstream media power structure propaganda source will cover. Israeli witness in Gaza, no water, no electricity, and children dying unnecessarily. Again, why does U.S. media not cover this story? Why is Israel's ongoing aggression against innocent Palestinian civilians never covered? If the U.S. population knew what was really going on in Gaza, if the U.S. population really understood the atrocities being committed against unarmed civilians, perhaps they would show the courage to stop giving Israel over $10 million a day to carry out the ongoing aggression, illegal apartheid, and illegal land grabbing and settlement building. In regard to what's really occurring in the Middle East and Palestine, the U.S. population is woefully misinformed, and this is no accident. For those who are willing to actually examine the historical truth about what is going on in the Middle East, start by viewing historical documentaries on what happened, for example, to the USS Liberty, a U.S. naval observation ship that was relentlessly bombed by Israel, killing dozens of U.S. servicemen. Why was the U.S. military ship bombed? Investigate for yourself. Next, for those that want historically verifiable facts about the illegal and immoral oppression of Palestinians, view the award-winning documentary Peace, Propaganda, and the Promised Land. This can be found online and viewed for free. The U.S. media just gave ample coverage to the abused children found in New Mexico. Certainly a tragedy. But again, I would ask this, what about the countless Palestinian children being killed as a direct result of U.S.-funded Israeli aggression? What about the estimated 500,000 Iraqi children that are estimated to have died as a direct result of illegal and immoral U.S. sanctions against Iraq, a country that had exactly nothing to do with 9/11, a country that had willfully given up their weapons of mass destruction, though the U.S. government blatantly lied to us about that. Does anyone remember the lies? Does anyone care? Is the truth just too uncomfortable to face? A 500,000 children dead due to illegal sanctions, and almost no U.S. citizens even know, let alone seem to care. And this is only one of many such scenarios, past and present, ongoing humanitarian catastrophes in which our government is playing a key part. Yemen is a glaring current example. Happening right now, millions of innocents facing imminent death due to the unbridled and illegal genocide being carried out by the Saudi Arabian regime using weapons purchased from the U.S. and the U.K. thanks to current and past administrations. All involved, all participating in the military, industrial juggernaut of insanity. Does our government and the corporate media ever shine the light on the brutal Saudi regime? No. The Saudi regime that beheads political dissenters and hangs their headless bodies from cranes to warn the population of what happens to dissenters. The Saudi regime that brutally oppresses women and civilians as a whole. The Saudi regime that gets a constant free pass from our government and corporate media. Why? Does that question even need to be answered? Oil is why. The lifeblood of the military-industrial complex, the military-industrial complex that has one priority, the preservation and expansion of its power, of its stranglehold on the world, a headless, heartless, soulless cancer that is consuming the remaining global resources in order to build even more and bigger weapons, a juggernaut of total insanity that will, along with industrialized society, kill our host, planet Earth, in the geological blink of an eye, if we remain on the current course. And to be clear, please hear this, I'm not only speaking of the U.S. and Western militaries, but all militaries, all countries are guilty. All populations of industrialized, militarized nations also bear a burden of blame because the majority have not only stood by and allowed it to happen, but the majority have blindly waved their flags in total support of the escalating insanity while at the same time occupying themselves with the latest shiny gadgets. And this is true in so many industrialized countries. We must all ask ourselves why we are here. Is it to pursue personal pleasures or the latest material acquisition, or is it something much more profound, much more important? Here's a statement from a man who had a very unique perspective due to experiences that so few have ever lived through. Viktor Frankl, Austrian neurologist and psychologist who was one of the few to live through Auschwitz. Mr. Frankl said this, "What a man actually needs is not a tensionless state or a lack of challenges, but rather the striving and struggling for some goal worthy of him." Dr. Frankl said this as well, "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves." And this from Dr. Frankl, "Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. This cannot be taken. As I have repeated from the Stoic philosophers so many times, from 2,000 years ago, this profound truth that we must all remember at this dark hour, our will cannot be taken. It cannot be taken. It belongs to us and us alone. We can only give that will away. Something we must always remember. We are not powerless, and those in power are not gods. But we must choose, each of us individually, to exercise our will correctly, with honor and with morality. I would ask this question. What is more alarming? What is more dangerous to the whole? Is it the criminally insane power structure that is bent on total control of everything and everyone, even at the cost of destroying the planet and all life? Is the out-of-control power structure and their increasingly desperate behavior truly our greatest threat? Or does the greatest danger actually exist in the legions of honorless order followers that continue to mindlessly carry out the bidding of those in power? The current paradigm must change. It must be completely corrected, or we have no chance. If the human race has any intention of surviving, even the short-term horizon, the systematic destruction of the environment and our planet's life support systems must be halted. The single greatest assault on the web of life is man's attempt to play God with the weather, to utilize weather and climate as a weapon of war. Militaries are engaged in weather warfare insanity. Militaries all over the world, even against their own populations. This includes the United States of America. Now is when we must all make our voices heard. Now, not tomorrow. Now is when each of us, all of us, are needed to rise to the occasion to effectively and efficiently make our voices heard Share credible data from a credible source. See the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for further activist instructions and effective, credible awareness-raising materials. We must collectively stand in our efforts to sound the alarm. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.